Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
College football on deck and the what could you call this? I mean, this could be one of the biggest matchups of the season in Texas and Georgia.
Could be an elimination game,
and
Tiff.
It could also be that, for one which team. Makes it one of the biggest matches. I just wanted to,
Yeah.
We've got, honestly,
for no reason. But, I mean, it is going to be a good matchup.
You kind of got back-to-back elimination games on the possibility because –
they all feel like elimination games at this point, other than Texas, honestly.
Do you guys agree that whoever plays in the SEC championship game, both teams are in?
Ooh.
Because because I think if you have a undefeated Texas and a one-loss...
Texas being in the SEC just throws me off every time.
Now, this is obviously odd to say it like this, but I think if you have two one-loss teams, they're both in. So say if Georgia goes, if Georgia goes and beats Texas in Austin, and then finishes the season with only the loss to Alabama, there's no way they're not in the college football playoff. There's
Alabama
none.
Though. What about?
Well,
they've got the loss to Tennessee. No,
Vanderbilt.
Excuse me.
What
do you say?
Vanderbilt.
He always says Vanderbilt.
But here's the deal: if Alabama, now let's just say Georgia beats Texas, and then Alabama and Georgia went out, they play in the SEC championship game, and Texas only has one loss. Now, see, that's how you could get three in. But look at it this way. There's no way that Alabama plays Georgia in the SEC championship game and does not go to the college football playoff.
Yeah, I agree.
Win or loss.
I agree. I'll agree.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you guys have any idea who is who is leading the SEC right now? Without looking it up.
Well,
do you have any idea who's in first place?
It depends on what you're going by, but I would say it has to be probably Texas with one win in the SEC. They're 1-0 in the SEC.
Texas 2-0 in the SEC.
2-0. Who's the
other? Does that help?
Who's
the other one?
Oh, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
See?
I know.
See, this
weird.
World we're living.
Oklahoma playing South Carolina's weekend's weird,
it's
too.
It's wild.
You know what's weird for me is I recognize Texas as a SEC member. But I can't grasp Oklahoma yet for some reason.
I still can't grasp Missouri. So good for you. Like every time I look at Missouri,
what?
I'm like, oh yeah.
Well, they beat Florida enough in games that I've gotten
like
used to it.
I feel like Missouri's been in the SEC long 12
years.
Enough. To,
12 years.
Yeah. So it
but it's just not. So I didn't play against them.
Okay.
And that's for
so
whatever reason
you.
I'm wired in there. I remember Texas A&M because I remember Johnny Manziel going to Tuscaloosa and beating Bama in 2012, and I was like, man, that was like the first year. But Missouri just never registers to me. I don't know what it is.
I remember talking about them in the Big 12 when I was working my way up and then living in Waco.
Yes. And then at the same time, I played with William Moore, Sean Weatherspoon, Atlanta. Like, it just never was a thing.
Never.
Back to my question, though. Neither one of y'all, both of y'all give up. No idea who's first place in the SEC.
Yeah,
Hold on.
I'll tell you their SEC record.
Is it Vanderbilt? Because they haven't lost in the SEC, have they?
No. They did. They lost to Mizzou.
Oh, that's right. I don't know.
3-0 in the SEC. It's Texas A&M. How about that? Texas A&M is 3-0 in the SEC.
Let me tell you something.
With a loss to Notre Dame.
See something about Elko being up in the conversation for a coach of the year kind of thing. I saw some headline yesterday.
Should
and I
was, be.
This is a jerk 100%. Question. Don't answer it.
Okay.
Have you watched Texas A&M play lately? Because I'm going to tell you something. I know you're working, so
no,
you
go
can't.
Ahead. I'm not
But
offended.
I'm going to tell you something. They are as physical up front. As you can get for an SEC. I mean, they're not Texas because of the personnel. Like, they don't have, I think, the depth.
Yeah.
But their edge players on their defensive line will get they're gata.
Yeah.
They get after their ass. Right?
Can I have a question? Can I have a question before we get to mic'd up? That's totally off topic. Bo is wearing an IPA hat, and I feel like that is the beer hat, like the Rob Lowe of beer hats. When he wore just the NFL hat at a game. Okay, there we go. All right.
I'll turn it around for you. It's my
now
new
I
round
see what
hat.
You're they oh, sent no, me some, I gave you a chance to plug
They sent
something.
Me some swag. But now, I will say that the Owl Inn Craft Lager.
I was going to say it's not an IPA because I asked
not
you.
An IPA.
The first question I asked.
You know what's the funny thing about that? I was so mad. You're like, hey, can I ask you a question on the spot? Yeah. yeah, it's on the air, Tiff. I don't think it was a Friday. I don't think you were here. And he goes, it's an IPA. I go, yeah, no, it's a craft lager.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.